Hello and welcome to the Aurora Energy Research Podcast. I'm Richard Howard, Aurora's Research Director. This podcast is one of a series that will be letting you know what to expect at our Spring Forum, which is taking place in Oxford on the 19th of March. It's the most senior event of its kind in Europe and is referred to as the Davos of the energy industry. The theme of the event will be the future of energy, a huge subject, and as a result, we'll have a wide range of experts sharing their thoughts. One of those experts is Irina Rubelhoff. She's Executive Vice President of Marketing, Midstream and Processing at Equinor. She's going to be taking part in a discussion on future energy policy, which will include topics such as climate change, security of supply, and European integration. Irina has been speaking to the Aurora team ahead of the Spring Forum.
First of all, for those people who don't know, who are Equinor?
Well, for those of you who don't immediately recognise the name Equinor, we used to be Statoil and we changed our name May last year. So Statoil used to be the national oil and gas company of Norway that have gradually developed ourselves into an international oil and gas major. But over the last year, we've also expanded our portfolio into renewables. And we like to think of ourselves as a broad energy company these days.
Now, you're taking part in a discussion on the future of energy policy. There are going to be quite a few themes to this. Can you give us an idea of what you're going to be talking about and what you hope to learn from the other contributors?
Well, I must admit I haven't written my speech yet, but I'm likely, I guess, to talk about what Equinor is doing with respect to the energy transition, how we think about it and what actions we're actually taking. And one of the most obvious things that we're doing is that we are expanding into renewables and particularly offshore wind, but also into solar parks and energy storage. And I'd also probably like to talk about the climate benefits of gas. We're the second largest gas supplier to Europe these days. I think the best climate initiative we have is actually to switch from coal to gas. I also do think gas is an enabler and very important enabler for more and higher penetration of renewables. And longer term, we actually have the opportunity to decarbonize the gas and transform it into hydrogen if we use carbon capture and storage. So that's also an exciting thing that I'm likely to talk about.
Apart from the speakers in your own discussion, who else are you looking forward to hearing from and why?
Well, obviously, there's a great lineup of speakers for this summit, so I'm really excited to participate. I think Greg Clark, what he can elaborate, I guess, on his four principles for the power sector is of interest to a lot of people. I'm curious to participate in the session on carbon capture and storage. This is something my company have worked with for a long time and are taking a keen interest in. I also see there's a session on renewables and what happens after subsidies. And I think we're getting very, very close to that point. And I'm keen to understand how that's going to change the dynamics and also what other players might play a role in such a future. And then I think maybe if I was to mention a last point, I see there is a session on thermal generation and flexibility. And of course, there has been some uncertainty around the capacity market in the UK going forward. So getting some more insights in where that's heading is something that I'd look for and listen for, I guess.
When it comes to the future of energy, what are you most certain of and what are you least certain of?
Well, it's very, very dangerous to be certain about anything, I think, in the world we're living through right now. But probably the thing I'm the most certain about is the fact that the world will be more electric going forward. Energy demand will grow, but electricity demand will grow significantly faster. We'll see electricity penetrate the transportation sector to some degree, probably heat and industrial sector as well. And that's a result of very, very cheap or availability of very, very cheap renewable energy.
So what have you heard about the forum? What's its reputation?
To me, it seems like the reputation is really growing. I hear more and more people talk about it as the premier energy event. And that's quite an achievement because there's really a lot of those energy transition conferences out there. So I'm excited to participate, and I'm really looking forward to the great lineup of other speakers that I've seen in the program.
That was Irina Rummelhoff from Equinor. I hope this podcast has whetted your appetite ahead of the event on March the 19th. If you want to attend the forum, tickets are still available. Go to our website, auroraer.com, for more information. Keep an eye out for more podcast previews in the next few weeks. There's going to be an episode released just after the conference itself that will give you a real flavour of the day and what was discussed. The best way to get hold of these podcasts as soon as possible is to subscribe to this podcast channel. Free, of course, on whatever your favourite platform is. And if you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, that would be much appreciated. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.